Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley is back from vacation. He was cruising around the Caribbean.
Just cruising.
Having a grand old time. He's been sharing stories with us. So definitely listen to the podcast from our previous hours.
Yes. In this hour, I'm going to tell you all about my favorite burger that I had on the Lido deck. No, I'm not going to tell you about those things, but I will email me if you have questions, because truly.
About burgers on the Lido deck?
Best damn burger I've had on a cruise ship ever.
Oh, man.
But that's not why we're here.
Okay.
I want to talk about pop culture, because there are a few things pop culture related that we experience on the cruise. And this one, I know a lot of listeners can connect to. And Dawn, I don't think you've seen Death in Paradise yet.
No. Is it a... do I have to have BritBox?
Yeah, you have to. There might be a way to stream it with like one of those, whatever they call those streamers that got commercials. Like there might be a channel for
Pluto TV. It looks like it's available.
Oh, okay,
nice,
cool. Well, that's good to know, because if you like like Murder, She Wrote style detective series that are kind of just quaint, fun characters that you're going to grow to love. And every year it's like murder of the week. Like somebody's going to die and there's going to be a mystery. Well, this show, it's a British/French production. And there's like 13 seasons. I learned about it oddly enough from Bea Arthur. Our boss, she recommended it to me because she knew that I liked British murder mysteries.
Okay.
So we started watching it, Jamie and I did, during the pandemic, during lockdown, and we binged like our way through 13 seasons, or at least however many seasons there were. I think up to that point it was like 11 or 12, and we fell in love with it. Now, for those of you who haven't seen it, Death in Paradise is set on this fictional island called Saint Marie. But St. Marie is really just Guadeloupe, the island of Guadeloupe, the French overseas territory.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Marie is sort of like mythically or fictionally just off the coast of Guadeloupe. So like occasionally they'll go to Guadeloupe, but it's really all the same thing.
It's all Guadeloupe.
Yeah. And every year they film the show, like the folks from Britain and France head over to Guadeloupe, set up their production, and film the series from roughly May to November.
Okay.
But when they're not there, you can go tour all of the sets. So, for example, it basically revolves around this police station on this island of St. Marie. There's a British inspector, like detective inspector, who comes from the mainland. And kind of like some other shows, like the inspector character will change. So different inspectors have been on the show and like... they'll, you know, suddenly get called back to London or something, and then another one will show up.
Nice.
And so then they bring on a whole new cast of characters. So it's kind of just this like fun
13 seasons so far.
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes on and on and on. And all the, you know, all the ancillary characters, there's a lot of locals from the island that are in these productions.
Nice.
And so you learn a lot about, you know, the islands themselves and the people on them. Anyway, it's just a fun sort of campy detective series watch.
Nice.
And it was truly the reason we booked this cruise was that it stopped in Guadeloupe, because we knew that they did tours of the different sets.
So
we were like, we want to actually go around and see where this series was filmed.
That's so cool. So that's how you ended up on this different cruise line.
Yep.
And not that you pop around to different cruise lines all the time. Yeah, whoever has the best deal.
Girl, when we booked this trip, that ship hadn't even been built yet.
Right.
That's how early we booked this dumb thing, because we saw this itinerary stopped at Guadeloupe. So we stopped. So for the day, when we got off the boat, we met up with this wonderful guy who I think we never quite figured out. I think he was French, but he spoke like, this is what I love. Like everybody on this trip spoke like every language.
I know.
And we were the only ones that were like, you know, farting around in only English.
Yeah.
But like he spoke German and French, and, you know, because he'll take people on this tour. He was a technical advisor on the show.
Oh, and nice. So he's a part of the production.
So he knew like lots of the different production.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really cool. And he said even like, had we been there when they're filming, they'll like hang out on set. And then the actors, like when they're done filming, they'll like talk to the
maybe you could
get
on the show next time.
People have actually signed up to be an extra and then taken their vacation
What?
To show up on the island, and then they're like an extra in one of the episodes. Oh,
I wonder if you have to be British.
I don't think so. I think there was an American, he said, that had done this like last year.
You need to get on this
Wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a kind of an expense to just be an extra
on a TV
show.
So what? You can say I ended up on my favorite TV show.
Exactly. But it was just really fun to, you know, go around, tool around the island and see different places. And you can tell that people on the island are really thankful for the attention, the tourism that it's brought in. There's a place called Catherine's Bar that features heavily. They just made it up. It's not like, it wasn't a real bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so they created this. Part of it, I should say, was created for the show, and it sort of took on a life of its own. And so now it's just like this living, breathing thing.
So the bar used in the show is now a real bar.
Yeah. There's a woman named Catherine who runs the bar. She's an actress. She flies in from France because she's French when they need her to film. But in the meantime,
it's Kate Middleton.
It's an actual bar.
That's where she's been all this time, filling in.
She could be.
Oh my gosh. So did you learn anything about the show through this person that, like, did you have questions prepared that you're like, ask anything?
Really, honestly, it was just like, you know, tell us about what it's like when they're filming. Like, can you actually just like watch, you know, while they're filming? And it's so like low key and everybody's just hanging out that they're like, yeah, people will just come watch.
Wow. And it's not like a closed set where they keep people away.
No. But this Death in Paradise, I was quite surprised to find out a number of my talkers, because I posted some stuff on Instagram and people said, oh, we watched that show too, or oh, we just started that show. And there have been spinoffs now.
I see that.
There's one called Beyond Paradise that takes place in Cornwall, I think, or somewhere in England.
Yeah.
So it's got this whole sort of like fandom around it.
Okay. This is really cool. This is never going to end. It's going to keep going on and on.
I mean, it can.
It's a BBC show that everybody loves.
Yeah, because once one person leaves, they can just bring in a new inspector and then you've got a whole new
Bring in Doctor season. Who, whatever it takes.
It totally gives that kind of vibe, right? Like you have a new, like every time they bring in a new inspector, you're like, I don't know if I like this guy.
And then you end up loving him or her.
So that was really fun. I don't know many people that have probably gone on a cruise just to see their favorite TV show, but you can do it if you go to Guadeloupe and you love Death in Paradise.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, there's other TV shows that, like Twin Peaks, if you go to, you know, around the Seattle area.
Oh, traveling to see. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
There's all this, you know, it's not.
For television shows, absolutely. Yeah. There's all kinds of tourism around them.
Yes.
I have never on a cruise before been like, oh, let's go.
How lucky. Were you thrilled when you booked that? Like, so excited. How long ago did you book it?
Well, I think it was like 2 years ago.
Right. And you get great deals if you book that far in advance.
You can, yeah. Certainly.
So you're already booked up through 2026,
no,
right?
No, we don't have anything. I don't think anything in 2026. 2025 for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought for some reason you said you had something in 2027.
Nope, not yet. But that's a good reminder. We need to get on it.
Yes. Is the best place to get a cruise deal on the cruise? Or do you find things
It can
that are...
be. It depends on the cruise line. Like the one we were just on, they're brand new. And I think they're just running some really good deals. People have reached out. And I don't know where I'm going to do this, but in some form or fashion on social media, I'm going to give like a more in-depth review because people have had a lot of questions about this new line. And it really is, I think.
Explora
is the name, yeah. So.
And they seem to go all kinds of places. I thought, you know, they're in the Mediterranean, Hawaii, Pacific Coast of Canada and U.S., Red Sea and Arabian Peninsula.
And the nice thing about this one is it's one of them cruise ships where you get on and you don't have to think about anything. They're not trying to, you know, sell you anything while you're on that. Now, look, it's not the cheapest cruise ever, but once you're on it, you kind of are paying for everything up front. So you don't have to worry about like, I need this package and I need to add this package and I need to pay this extra fee to get this done. It's kind of all inclusive, which is nice.
Nice.
Anyway, so if you want to see the set of Death in Paradise, just head to my Instagram page. I have a video there. I'll post some more stuff too, because that was lots of fun. Thanks for indulging my fun TV trip around Paradise, Dawn.
Yeah. Any more stories you have, we will gladly eat them up.
When we come back, though, we need to catch up with one publicationship that has sadly turned south or gone south, and that is Jofi. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, why are we talking about them? Well, they have reactivated their divorce, whatever that means.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, right here on My Talk 107.1. Hi. Oh, so much celebrity gossip that you missed while you were on your cruise, Bradley. But you're bringing some Jofi news to us. We haven't talked about them in a while.
Yeah, so Jofi, of course, is Joe Jonas and Nick Turner. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Nick is his brother.
Nick Turner,
Tina Turner, Tuna Turner, Sophie Turner. I read this story yesterday and I was like, wait a minute, we are not done with these two. So apparently Sophie has reactivated her divorce proceedings. That's a thing you can reactivate, like activate divorce.
Yeah.
Now, apparently everything was copacetic between these two, but there was still some disagreement about custody. So they kind of like put things on hold until they could figure it out. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. And this is unfortunately involving, she's British, he's an American that travels the world for tours. So there was a big conversation around where are the kids going to live, in this country or that
country?
Yeah,
because prior to their divorce, they were all going to move to England. Seems like Joe got wet feet and decided that he didn't want to go to England with the family. And so he began.
Cold feet?
What did I say? Wet feet. Yeah, he got cold feet. Wet feet, you know, you don't want those either. But yeah, it seems like he hesitated and was like, I don't want to move to England. So we're
even though they had been planning it for a year.
Yeah.
Hello.
So he decided to file for divorce. And there we have it. Now, the story this time comes from some paperwork that was filed. Now, his people, that is Joe's people, have reached out to TMZ and said, this is just a formality. We're still talking. Everything's fine. But in the legal documents, according to the ones obtained by TMZ, it seems like Sophie essentially wants to put this in a judge's hands. Like, you need to figure out what's going to happen with custody because we can't come to any conclusion. And I'm over here just thinking, like, you're two incredibly privileged people. There is absolutely zero reason why you can't figure this out. Like, there's going to be a solution. So why not just figure it out instead of involving high-priced lawyers and a bunch of high-priced lawyers and a judge?
Well, that's what we would do because we're reasonable.
Well, and broke compared to these
fools. We don't have the money to spend on our kids' divorce, whatever.
Attorney's fees. Yeah.
Attorney's fees. There you go. I'm just looking into, has she been working? Because I know that she was in 60 episodes of Game of Thrones. And then she was also in X-Men. She played Jean Grey. But as far as working, she hasn't worked since last year. And she was in one episode of something called Story Bots. I think that's an animated show, and she did a voice. I'm just saying she might need to go back to work.
Oh, you're saying to pay the bills?
Yes, yeah. Exactly, because I think Joe Jonas has unlimited money. He's been famous for so long and made so much money in the music industry. He is kind of like, at any expense, he would be able to travel somewhere.
Yeah, and as long as you have money, you can file legal shenanigans or keep resolutions from being solved. Now, I will say that this article in TMZ points out that if this reactivation occurs, that would then mean this would be public. So before, when they're negotiating behind closed doors, nobody understands like what's actually going on, which is actually smart, right? Like it's sure. none of our business and you want to keep things out of the public eye, then you can sort of figure it out on your own. But if you're going to do it in a court, guess what? It's all going to be public. So you'd think that there would be some motivation for these two to kind of figure things out between themselves.
Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't. She's probably really for this judge setting precedent as to what is going to happen, because I get the feeling that he might change some things around.
What do you mean?
Well, because in the beginning, she charged him with kidnapping because he was just keeping the kids in Florida and not letting her, not returning them. And so she said, you know, he's keeping the kids in the United States, and that's not what we agreed on, you know, person to person. So he has the potential with unlimited money and also his past shenanigans to put her in a position that isn't great for the kids, I would say. I would want a judge involved if I were her.
You're saying because you think the judge would rule in your favor?
Not necessarily, but at least like whatever it is, it would be consistent and not like he wouldn't be able to mess with that judgment is what I'm saying and change things unless he filed again.
But I also think that's kind of risky, right? Because the judge could be like, well, you're not going to get what you want.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the two of them sitting down, I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. Again, I just think if you're two adults with children, maybe you should take responsibility for that. Now, I can hear lawyers out there giving us 100 reasons why that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I would imagine that's because lawyers would like to collect their billable
from
hours.
Celebrities who have tons of money.
So far be it for
spend.
Me to get in the way of lawyers making money off of celebrities.
Yeah.
But I just think it's ridiculous that you would not be able. It's like the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie thing. You guys have been at each other's throats for well over, 10 years?
Yeah.
How
long
has it been?
The quality of your life? It feels like it. It might have just been 2 years or five years. But I know that it's been a super long time. And they're fighting really over the winery in France because she tried to sell her part without.
2016. So not quite 10 years. What is that?
That's 8 years.
Yeah.
Insane.
It is insane.
I just don't know. I would not be able to endure having things unsettled, you know, just to feel like you've closed a chapter and moving on.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be in your favor or not.
Think about all that money you're spending. Maintaining lawyers to do nothing.
Mm-mm.
Although they would argue they're probably doing a lot. But
they're doing a lot of billing hours.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing a lot of explaining as to why they're charging all this money, which is a job in and of itself. Anyway, good luck to them. I hope they figure it out without taking everybody for a ride. Because we have other things to do, like figure out where Kate Middleton is.
Yeah.
And where Richard Simmons is. What is going on with Dick Simmons?
Richard.
Dickie boy.
Why is he doing this to us?
He says he's dying.
Okay.
But then he says we're all dying.
So not dying.
He's playing us for fools, I think, Dawn.
Yeah. Richard Simmons did not say anything for years. There was a podcast about him, and now he's talking, but he's saying things that people aren't too happy with. He's trolling us, basically. What's going on, Bradley?
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call this, but there were headlines yesterday that Richard Simmons posted on Facebook that he was dying, which is a little aggressive and kind of bewildering.
And kind of clickbaity.
So then we go over to the post, and I'll read a little bit of it for you. "I have some news to tell you," says Richard. This is on his Facebook page again. "Please don't be sad. I am dying." Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we are all dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death. Why am I telling you this, Dawn? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning, look at the sky, count your blessings, enjoy. Start with a healthy breakfast. You like oatmeal? Whole wheat toast, eggs once or twice a week, fresh fruit, or half an English muffin? Why only half?
What are you going to do with the other half?
Then for lunch, how about a nice salad? Don't eat your dinner too late. Combine your protein with a starch and a few vegetables.
What?
And sure, once in a while, have dessert. One healthy day of eating will lead to the next and the next. Every day that you are alive, you've got to move. Whether it's standing or sitting, you've got to move your body every day. Start with a stretch, some cardio and strength. Okay, it goes on. But he does end by saying, if you have time, I want you to listen to a terrific song. It's by Tim McGraw. It's called Live Like You're Dying. Mm. Live today and don't forget to pray. Love, Richard. What the hell is going on, Dawn?
Well, people were confused. Because
obviously,
people like to just read the first line and then
please
go, Richard
Simmons
is dying.
I am dying.
Oh.
I mean, you can forgive people for thinking that he's saying he's dying. I mean, sure, once you read it in full context, you can say, oh, he's just saying we're all dying, you know, appreciate the world. But like, you know, when you say something like that, people are going to take it at face value. So what's he really up to?
When he posts something, we're going to pay attention. So it's not like he needs attention by putting up like a tabloidy clickbait thing to say, because he wasn't seen or heard from for so long that we pay attention whenever he puts up a post.
For that point, so yesterday he posted that, right? And everybody was like, is Richard Simmons dying?
Because that's the rumor that went around.
4 hours ago, he posted this. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What's that blemish which is so small? There was this strange looking bump under my right eye.
What?
I had a tube of Neosporin, which I would put on in the morning and the evening, and it was still there. It was time to call my dermatologist. I sat in his chair and he looked at me through a magnifying mirror. He told me he would have to scrape it and put it under the microscope.
Owie.
He comes back about 20 minutes later and says the C word. You have cancer. I asked him what kind of cancer, and he said basal cell carcinoma. I told him to stop calling me dirty names. You've got to go to a cancer doctor right away. Now that you are here, I suggest you put some Botox in your forehead.
What?
So I think he's talking about a time when he had a basal cell carcinoma.
Okay.
And had that removed, which, by the way, let's just be clear, I've had that myself. Mm-hmm. Basal cell is the
most
easiest
common
form of skin cancer to treat.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very treatable. And it usually is just a quick visit to the dermatologist. Right. Sometimes it's a little more in depth. Like in my case, they had to dig out a lot. But, you know,
yeah,
that's not unusual. He just has a very unique way of providing an update, right? Like you could just say like, hey, I had an interesting experience.
Did he? And he put that up and but he didn't say in 1995, I had a, he's, so did it just happen?
That's a good question.
Because yesterday you said you were dying. Then you said, sorry for the confusion. Tabloids, or he said, sorry, many of you have gotten upset about my message today.
Yeah.
Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I'm not dying. It was a message about saying how we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for the confusion. Then he puts up a post about getting cancer?
Yeah.
Dude.
So it seems like he's just trying to continue. You know what I wonder? Is that really Richard?
Here we go. Here we go.
Is that
you
really
don't
Richard?
I think it is. Is it his housekeeper that
well,
they thought was keeping him hostage?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not the one I want.
Sure it is.
Is it?
Unsolved Mysteries.
It
sure
is an unsolved mystery, but I was kind of thinking this.
Uh-oh.
Is it an alien?
Yeah.
Because, oh, sorry, and it's Seinfeld, too. Why not? Let's just throw in.
Yeah,
Richard Simmons, attorney at law.
Yeah, he's handling Sophie Turner's case.
What's going on? I think somebody's got a little too much time behind the keyboard, or it's not Richard.
You don't think it is?
Well, look, I mean, after all this Kate Middleton speculation, what am I supposed to believe?
Right.
We have not seen Richard Simmons in person since what?
I don't
exactly
know.
You don't know.
We've heard his voice.
Have we?
He's called in
to our show.
Yep. You were on vacation.
Did Richard Simmons call you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said that he has the answer
to
where Kate Middleton is.
And?
And his answer was, she's hanging out with me. She's very upset with William.
Why hasn't anybody connected these dots?
I mean, that's because people come to us. It was a blind item, and then he heard that we talked about it. And so that's why he called.
So then he reached out.
Yeah.
Mike, have you heard any blind items about Richard Simmons lately?
Not lately, no. I will just remind everyone, you read that post off of Facebook.
Yeah.
He posted that across all social media, including X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
And in his Twitter posts, the way it was posted, the first section literally just said, I am sad, or I just want, don't be sad, I am dying. Oh, I can see your face right now. The truth is we're all dying. Every day we're closer to death. Why am I telling you this? That was the post. So then he followed it up with multiple posts after that, like seven of them, the message you put out there. But the way he did it and the way that post got thousands of retweets where all the other posts nobody really followed up with.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. So literally on that
platform, it literally looked like he just posted that. Everybody retweeted that first post, not the rest of the statement. Yeah. And it left us all really much.
And
pretty
so
much
everybody
in the dark.
Was like completely clueless mm-hmm. as to what was really going on. So, and now this like really long post about skin cancer.
Yeah.
This is the good thing about it, I think. He is caring about because
also, No, go on.
It seems like he might be wanting to get back into the public. Maybe we will see him because he's wanting to communicate with the public. So that's a good start.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know? It seems like if this is truly him, maybe he's trying to work his way back. At the end of this, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraph post about his basal cell carcinoma, he says that he basically goes to the dermatologist, they burn it off, which is, you know, a common thing if it's not too bad. And then he says, after driving around, the doctor told him to come back in an hour to see if they had gotten everything out. Okay. After driving around the city, I went back to some sad news. I didn't get it all out. He burned my face again. This time was worse than before. It was deeper. I did not cry, but I did grit my teeth. Come back in another hour and a half to be continued.
So that's all we know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're just all waiting for Richard Simmons' eye cancer diagnosis.
Skin cancer.
Skin cancer near his eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's some stuff. So just be careful if you're following Richard Simmons on Facebook, just read the entire post.
Yeah.
Put it into context.
Because it feels like the little boy who cried wolf
It feels like somebody is asking for some attention.
And you think it might not be Richard.
I don't know. I'm just saying I'm caught up in all this
maybe
fakery.
The people who are obsessed with Richard Simmons and close to him, they figured, hey, because of AI right now, we could create Richard Simmons.
Do you think it's AI?
AI voice. Mm. They could make him do interviews and type in their response real quick and, you know, act like he's on a satellite phone. Wait for the answer. I don't know.
Do you like food?
Only if it's Richard Simmons telling me what to eat. Yeah.
I actually asked that apropos of nothing, but okay. I wanted to make sure before we left
that I didn't lose my love of food while you were gone.
That we talked about something food related that's going to take place tomorrow.
Yes.
And we have a very special hour of our show. The first hour of our show tomorrow, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, is going to take place on location. We are traveling for the first hour of the show tomorrow.
That's right.
Where are we going, Dawn?
We're going to a separate building on our campus, and it has a competition called Appetizer Madness that is just workers of Hubbard, so just not to be confused with, well, you can't get in. We're secured here, but it's a friendly, healthy competition between the shows, except I don't think Lori and Julia are doing it.
Yeah, I do. You're right. I don't think Lori and Julie are in on it, but I will say that Jason, Alexis, and Holly are in on it. They're submitting an appetizer.
Mm-hmm. So are Donna and Steve.
So are Donna and Steve. And so are The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. And not only are we going to be broadcasting live for the first hour of the show tomorrow, but we're also competing essentially against each other. Now, there are other people, not just the shows competing. There are other folks.
People from accounting.
Yeah. That are like really into it.
Yeah. People from, I don't know, the law offices of Hubbard Broadcasting.
Exactly.
The people on the third floor that you don't see unless you're getting fired or hired.
Yeah. Or you're just up there to try to find a bathroom that nobody knows about. Okay, so how are you feeling about our chances? You're making our contribution tomorrow.
I'm feeling good.
Do you want to tell us what you're making?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not making.
Okay.
The balls.
You're not making your balls. You were talking about, you played up your signature ball recipe.
I know. I had fairy eggs and I had sausage balls.
Okay.
Okay.
Why are you not making sausage balls or fairy eggs?
Because I got another opportunity to make something else.
Stay tuned.
And it is juicy, guys.
Watch the snip space. I think we might have a leg up. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Dawn, tune in tomorrow, by the way, guys. First, right at noon, and you're going to hear all about Appetizer Madness live from the event itself. This is a first of its kind. But when we come back, not a first of its kind, Mike spinning his game show roulette. Do you still do that, Mike?
I still do that.
I've been gone for a while. I want to make sure. We're going to play a game when we come back.
This is what Richard Simmons was talking about. In and Umbop, you're gone. So take care of your health now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to bring it home.
Thank you for being here. Bradley's back, and he is ready to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is time to play a game. I spin that roulette wheel wherever it stops. That's a game show we are going to play to wrap up the show today. The wheel is spinning. Where is it going to stop? What are we going to play? Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What the hell is that?
The United States.
Oh.
The United.
We're going to follow up a game I introduced.
It?
No, remember, this was a couple weeks ago. You actually loved this game. It's the United States of Television.
Yay!
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We played it a few weeks ago before Bradley left for his trip. I found a list. Basically, it put a whole list together that someone did of the best show to come out and to be set in each state.
Yeah.
So, for example, last time
last
time we played this, I said Hawaii, and it obviously was Hawaii 5-0. If you don't get it right away, I give you the years, and then if you still don't get it, you each have a chance to guess. Then I give you the genre. So you each get a free guess after every one.
Okay.
It's very simple, straightforward. You'll remember as soon as we start playing once again. United States of Television, we got a limited time today, so let's hurry up and get through this. I've got nine of them to see who's going to win.
Boy.
We will start things off with this first one. The state is New York.
Dawn. Friends.
Absolutely.
Good job,
that's the wrong
Dawn.
Ding, but we'll give you that ding too. Friends, yes. The next clue, if you guys wouldn't have gotten on that one, I would have said the years 1994 to 2004. And if you still wouldn't have gotten it, I would have told you the genre is sitcom.
To tell you how old I am, I first thought of course, The Facts of Life.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah, which takes place
it
in
does.
The Peekskills.
I thought it was like Connecticut or something. Close enough.
Yeah, and again, this is according to, it's based on viewership, based on kind of how it's gone,
lists of Seinfeld.
Greatest shows of all
That's
time.
Another That's
another
great
guess. All right, let's move on to our next state. It's a 1-0 lead for Dawn. Your next state is New Mexico.
Dawn. X-Files.
No. Bradley, you got a free guess here.
The only one that I know of that took place in New Mexico is Wings.
Oh.
Incorrect.
That's good. I love that show.
All right, now don't guess again. Now I'm going to give you the years.
Okay.
Now you can bring in whenever you're ready after I give you these years. 08 to 2013.
Oh.
The state's New Mexico, 08 to 2013. You guys have a guess? If not, I'll move on to the genre.
Gosh.
Yeah.
All right. The genre is crime drama.
Mm.
New Mexico.
Crime drama.
I know.
Nobody got it. It's my favorite show of all time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What?
Breaking Bad. Albuquerque, of course.
Oh my God.
Breaking Bad.
I didn't know where that show took place.
I didn't either.
Albuquerque.
Okay.
I guess we learned.
There you go. So New Mexico, nobody got that one. It's still a 1-2-0 lead for Dawn. Let's move on to our next state. The state's Michigan. The TV show was from 1991 to 1999.
Dawn.
Yep.
Spin City?
Nope.
I don't think that was...
It was... Oh, you got a free guess, Bradley, now that you got a free guess.
Third Rock. Okay.
Finally, this is a family sitcom.
Oh.
91 to 99, the state of Michigan.
91 to 99, Michigan. Oh, Bradley Trainer.
Yep.
Home Improvement?
He got it.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yes. Home Improvement set in the state of Michigan.
Okay. Nice.
I don't know that I really knew that, but it just was kind of a process of elimination.
Yeah. Tim Allen, Michigan. Yeah, he's still doing commercials for Michigan at this time. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's he loves that state. Well, let's move on to the next one. Here we go. The state is South Dakota.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
The television show ran from 04 to 06.
Now, are you saying 2004?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, not 1904.
Just three seasons. Yep.
Deadwood.
Deadwood's a correct answer. Nicely done. 2-1 our score. Let's keep on rolling on with the state of Iowa.
The state of Iowa.
2010 to present.
Oh.
It
There's
is
an Iowa show.
An American reality television series.
A reality show in Iowa?
I wasn't sure you guys would get this one. I'm not going to give you any more time.
Okay. Yeah.
American Pickers.
Oh,
I love that show.
Never
and it is set
that.
In Iowa.
Okay.
That's where they bring all of
so
the stuff.
So basically,
that they
this is just
back.
All your favorite shows.
Actually, so far it has been, which is
great.
Ironic.
That's true.
Let's do the next one here. This one maybe doesn't fall into that category. The state is Connecticut.
Bradley Trainer.
Yep.
Again, I'm thinking of all old shows.
Go for it.
Newhart?
No. By the way, Newhart was set in Vermont.
Yeah.
Oh,
close,
you're right.
Yeah.
You got a free guess, Dawn. You want to take it? United States of Television today for Game Show Roulette.
What again?
Connecticut.
Connect, I cut.
Free guess.
Connecticut. Falcon Crest.
It ran from 2000 to 2007.
2000 to 2007, Connecticut. Oh, nope.
Martha Stewart Living.
Yeah, right.
Free guess, Bradley.
Frasier.
It is a comedy drama.
A com-dram? The hell is that?
Perfect Stranger.
Valky Bartok.
You got any guess?
Chicago.
No.
Any guess, Bradley?
A com-dram.
Mm-hmm.
A comedy drama? Like Modern Family? No.
Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
Gilmore Girls was set in Connecticut.
Oh, God. Colleen is yelling at us.
Yeah. Dawn, you've got a 2-1 lead. We've got a couple more. Let's see if we can get through them in time. We'll go to the next state. Pennsylvania. Again, we're talking about the greatest television shows of all time set in different states.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
Abbott Elementary.
That's Philly. Yeah, but that is not it. Good guess, but not it.
When did it run?
We haven't got there yet.
Okay.
You got a free guess.
Nice try trying to get a hint there.
Sorry. Pennsylvania. How about
5,000?
Too close for comfort.
The years
San Francisco.
Were 05 to 2013.
05 to 2013, Pennsylvania?
Again, greatest shows of all time
of
list.
Of all time.
That's. I think he's lying.
It's a sitcom.
It's a sitcom. A 2000s sitcom.
2005 to 2013 sitcom set in Pennsylvania.
Set in Pennsylvania.
He's just going to repeat what you say. I don't know.
Scranton is more specifically the city.
Joe Biden?
The office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Scranton, PA.
Okay.
Greatest shows of all time. We'll move on to the next one here. This one is the state's Wisconsin.
I should know this. Wisconsin.
The years were 1974 to 1984.
Oh, okay.
You need to get this one, Bradley, to continue.
Oh, Wisconsin, 1974.
To 1984. And it was a sitcom.
What? I feel like we should know this.
Uh-oh.
Out of nine, you guys got three. Hey.
Oh, Bradley Trainer.
Well, it's too late now. You lost.
It's Laverne and Shirley.
It's Happy Days.
Oh, God.
That took place in Wisconsin?
Yeah, Happy Days was set in Wisconsin.
I thought it was like Detroit.
Just outside of Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee.
Well, that's
right.
Where Laverne and Shirley were.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
That was fun.
You guys did far better the first time we played that game.
That's for sure.
It's okay. We like to fail.
But dear listeners, you probably did way better than we did, which is why you'll want to tune in again tomorrow, because maybe you'll get to play and win again, even though